Question of values and cultural identity is a multidimensional question that concerns all of us, especially immigrants. This resource outlines the importance of providing stronger protections for immigrants, especially immigrant women. Values and cultural identity are a very sensitive topic, especially for immigrants and refugees. They live and work trying to integrate their cultural identity into a new environment, but also maintaining a connection with their homeland. Culture shock experience, although it is temporary, may bring a lot of vulnerabilities and a lot of barriers. There are two important misconceptions. Identity depends on ourselves, or identity is static. Whether we choose them or they choose us, values and cultural identity are partly inherited and partly chosen. Whether we choose them or they choose us, each individual perceives himself uniquely and by some characteristics different from all other people. On the other hand, every man is aware of his own slogans with other people, which is particularly pronounced when they belong to the same social group. Motives, prejudices, stereotypes and conflicts of different minorities. Goals, encourage stereotypes and prejudices of participants on the other individuals, minorities and different, to raise self-awareness about limitations of tolerance and conflict resolution contrast different values of participants. Preparation, work paper for each participant and pencil. Instructions, divide the work paper. Briefly expose the scene. Examine it with the participant that would have travelled with it and with whom she would not travel. Summon the group of 4 or 5 participants and make a unanimous list of people. Every group exposes their views. Talk of cooperation within the group. Summary and evaluation. Discussion will be conducted on a group basis, reports. Comparing different results is also an introduction to the discussion. Duration, 15 minutes. It often happens that members of minority groups in contact with large group develop low self-esteem because they are perceived as members of the inferior group. Migration brings new pressures on all levels of identity. By changing the interaction framework, the migrant has to change the social and personal identity. The social pressure to redefine all of it happens at the same time as the personal identity is in crisis because it has to synthesize leaps in the biography. Nadia is a 25-year-old mother from Aleppo who has recently arrived in Europe with her family. Nadia and her family are Muslim. They have found a doctor, but they cannot find a local church, school, job, or any long-lasting home. They live in infirmary for almost 3 months. She would like to integrate into the community, but she does not know the language nor the culture. Nadia has marked on the wheel the areas where she feels she has fully engaged, partially engaged, not engaged, or feels excluded. Nadia's integration wheel clearly identifies areas that she needs to focus on if she is to achieve a holistic integration into her new host community. How can we help Nadia to complete her integration? Do we recognize marginalized women and hear them? If so, what are they telling us? And if not, why not? What are their stories and needs? What does it teach us? Is there a margin of opportunity to be a space of resistance? Nadia gets engaged in local community services so that she can get involved in other areas of local community. Through this program, she easily gets engaged in social, religion, and education services, which provides her a better life.